I'm going to read a couple of poems by Jane Kenyon, who was my wife and died 11 years ago. The first is a short, early one she did that I love it, and a lot of people do. It's called The Shirt. The shirt touches his neck and smooths over his back. It slides down his sides. It even goes down below his belt, down into his pants. Lucky shirt. There was one time I remember particularly when Jane gave me three poems, and I realized that she wasn't just a good poet. She was better than that. We used to show each other our stuff, Jane would say, Perkins, there are some things on your desk. She called me Perkins. Or I would say, I got some stuff on your footstool. And then we'd go hide until the other had read it and had an opinion. And one time she showed me three poems. I'm going to read one of them now. That were just a superb leap, it seemed to me, a jump forward. This one is called Twilight After Haying. Yes, long shadows go out from the bales, and yes, the soul must part from the body. What else could it do? The men sprawl near the baler, too tired to leave the field. They talk and smoke, and the tips of their cigarettes blaze like small roses in the night air. It arrived and settled among them before they were aware. The moon comes to count the bales, and the dispossessed whippoorwill, sings from the dusty stubble. These things happen. The soul's bliss and suffering are bound together like the grasses. The last sweet exhalations of Timothy and Vetch go out with the song of the bird. The ravaged field grows wet with dew.